I'm going to take it's one of the Mem Zions, if you don't mind, right? And above. Yeah, but there's on two sides? Mem Vav and Mem Zion and Vav?
Mem Zion, and this is Mem
Vav. And it should be above also, above the base?
From last time.
No. Above the base. I get just now. I should
take. Oh yeah, the two
pages from now. Yeah, Rav Mud Beis and Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, right?
I'm not.
Okay, there we go.
Are we right? One was Rav Mud Beis and the other one was Mem Zayin Amud Aleph for just now.
I thought you just said you said we had that
Mem Vav Amud
Aleph.
Okay.
Did we do the early
Mem Zayin?
Oh, you did Mem Zayin?
I did Mem Zayin.
Okay, but you didn't do this above the base?
Yeah.
Oh, you
did?
Okay, great.
Yeah.
There you go. If you just have a copy
here.
For me.
I didn't...
Oh, you didn't get them out yet.
You're going to do... No.
Oh, yeah,
that's it.
You have it. Yeah,
that's what I'm talking.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Now, this is...
Okay, I think we can begin. Okay, so we start a new topic today. We'll start with the Mishnah here on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, which again you should have. It's in the group from last time, starting on page 90. It says 90 on the right hand corner. You would probably need both. Do you have one? Probably have a. Okay. So it's not page 90, it's the next page. Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Okay? There you go. Okay. Now we can begin. So the Mishnah says as follows. Ha'omer le'isha hiskad shali b'tam razu. A man says to a woman, marry me betam razu, with this date. Instead of going on a date, he wants to marry her with a date. Okay. It's just very interesting that the Mishnah uses tamra, because the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, maybe we'll discuss this, has a very fascinating discussion. The Gemara says that Omar Shmuel said that kidsha betamra, if a person gives a date, as Kesef Kiddushin, Hafilu Omeid Kur Tvarim B'dinar Chayshinan Shem Ashava Pruta V'madai. Basically what the Gemara means is as follows. If you give a woman something which is doesn't have to be a date, they just give the example of a date, that's why I just think it's interesting here. If you give a woman a food item or some other item which has a different value in different places. So in Madai, apparently they appreciate tamarin, and as such, if in Madai it's worth a pruta or more, but here, let's say in Manhattan, a tamra goes for half a pruta, let's say. So the Gemara says kitcha b'tamra afilu omeid kur tamarin b'dinar, which means that any individual tamra is worth less than a pruta. Mekudeshes kaishinan shem shavur pruta b'vada. So the how could it be?
No, not the Rabbi Yonah. So you see, it's totally in the.
Ah, okay, good. Banz of Rabbi Yonah is something good to quote. We'll get to that. So the so basically that's a very remarkable Gemara. So the Rishonim, I'll ask the question, and they say, but don't we have a rule in Masachet Erchin that says Ein lahekdesh ela mekomo b'shaita, which means that when it comes to evaluating or assessing anything that has a limit, price or value, it's the local, for lack of a better term, it's not the global market or maybe it is the global market, but it's certainly a local market which determines. And here in Manhattan, a tamra is definitely not worth a pruta. So why do we really care what it might be worth in Madai? That's the question that the Rishonim ask. Because of that question, the Ar Rishonim will come to the conclusion that this Gemara either is not lahalacha, it's a view of Shmuel, we don't pass in that way, Agos Maimunios and others suggest that, or that the whole thing is only a Dindra Abana. the Baalei Tosfos explain, but it's interesting. It's not in Tosfos on the spot, but the Rosh and the other Rishonim quote this Tosfos. It's a rare circumstance that you don't find the Tosfos on the page. But what they say is that the problem is as follows. No one said this is a Kedushin Daraisa. They just said, Chayshinan Shema Shema Pruta Madai. What we're worried about is the problem that is as follows. Let's say somebody's visiting from Madai. Come to Manhattan. And they're present at the time when this takes place, when the person tries to be Mekadesh, the Isha, with a Tamra, and they see that the local rabbi says, that's ridiculous, Kedushin is not Chal. They go back to Madai, the next day they attend another wedding, and somebody pulls out a Tamra and wants to be Mekadesh and Isha, and what's going to be? So this fellow says, I just came back, or Moshe Feinstein was Masada Kedushin in Manhattan, and he said, the Kedushin's invalid, so the Kedushin's invalid. But in Madai, it really isn't invalid, and she's an Eishes Ish. And if she's an Eishes Ish, then the consequences of not knowing she's an Eishes Ish can be dire. So the result is, said the Baalei Tosfos, because of that concern, that somebody from Madai might be here, or somebody from here might be traveling there, and there'll be some sort of a confusion, therefore they said, Chayshinan Shema Shema Putem Madai. Midrabanan, you should require a get so that nobody will be nichshal in this whole process. That's the view of the Baalei Tosfos. It doesn't sound that way in the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara seems like it's saying something more fundamental. But if it is saying something more fundamental, something doraisa, then we return to our question. What happened to Ein Lehekdesh, Ella, Mekomo, Vishaito? So that's an important issue which we're going to get back to.
The Chayshin and Shem is a double subject. What happens if you know it's
written? So that's another important question. The Rishonim talk about that also on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. They say, some of them say, it's really three deos if you look at it in the Tosfos Riyah Zakeh on the spot. Some of them say, well, the kashash is whether or not, it's exactly what you just picked up on, whether it's Shavu Pruta B'Madai. But if we were to know for sure that it was Shavu Pruta B'Madai, then it wouldn't be Chayshinan, it would be Vadai Kiddush. And others say it doesn't make any difference, since really Ein Lehekdesh Shema Mekomo Vishaito, and this is all just a gzeira of some sort. So maybe at best we'll make the gzeira if there's a real possibility, or if we know that it's Shavu Pruta B'Madai. But certainly we're not going to say that if it's definitely Shavu Pruta B'Madai, then it's Kedusha D'Oraisa. So that is an issue. That's three deos, or maybe that's Gufa D'Safek, you know, whether it is or isn't Shavu Pruta B'Madai. The simple reading of the Gemara might be that if you knew it was Shavu Pruta B'Madai, it would be Kedusha D'Oraisa. And the Chayshinan is only because we're not sure. So that's a discussion in its own right. Just since I mentioned it, it's kind of relevant to the rest of what it's doing here. I shouldn't. So we have one view, which is we don't pass like Shmuel, so don't worry about it. The second view is the Baalei Tosfos. We say the whole thing is a din d'rabbanan, and then we have to figure out the circumstances and so on. Again, if it's Vadai, not Shavu Pruta B'Madai, there certainly would be no gzeira because there would be no confusion. But there do seem to be views which hold of this to be d'oraisa. If you read Rashi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, it sounds like Rashi is describing not gzeira, but important halacha. And that certainly seems to be the view of the Ran and the Rambam. Let me just mention them quickly. The Rambam has a very famous shita. Maybe we'll bring it in next week. But the Rambam has a very famous shita, which he says that Yirali, the Rambam adds, and when the Rambam says Yirali, it means he's acknowledging that he doesn't have a source for what he's saying. Many, you know, Rambam commentators will tell you that many times when he doesn't say Yirali, you know, it's hard to find what the source is. But I would say it's not a question only whether he knows he has an explicit source. I guess the question is whether there's some leeway, whether the Rambam feels that the conviction is so strong that what he's saying is, certainly the case, or whether he's admitting that, this is personal conviction and doesn't flow necessarily from all the sources. I think it's a better approach for the Rambam's Yirali. But here's one of those examples where the Rambam says Yirali. The Rambam says Yirali, if it's something that can reach Madai, then we have this halacha. Well, let's say you're Mekadesh with a kind of vegetable or fruit or whatever it is, that if you were to transport it to Madai, it would never get there. It would spoil on the way. So the Rambam says, in that circumstance, then there'll be no such halacha.
You have a whole different approach to the charge.
Yeah. So obviously, it has nothing to do with somebody visiting here, somebody visiting there. That has nothing to do with whether the object, it could be that it'll spoil in 10 minutes. But he still witnessed it, and he'll be responsible for the misinformation and with the consequences that result. Obviously, the issue is somewhat different, according to the Rambam. It seems, according to the Rambam, that it's a din d'oraisa. So, but the question still remains, and the Achronim still ask of the Rambam, but what about Ein L'Hekdesh Shalom Mekom V'Shaita? Good, so you can transport it there. But at the end of the day, do we really care whether you can transport it here if the local market only supports, less than a pruta? Ein L'Hekdesh Shalom Mekom V'Shaita. There's also another very interesting aspect to this, and that is as follows. The Rambam's case is something that's Yachol Yiskayim Ad L'Madai. What about fine-tuning that a little bit more? Let's say it's a Davar Shiyachol Yiskayim Ad L'Madai, but this week the bridge fell down. The bridge was flooded. So this week it won't make it. In a normal week, you could get there. Not this week. Or this individual can't make it because it's clear he has a wedding the next day, a business deal, he's not feeling well this week. Does that matter? In other words, how practical is the Rambam's yearly? If it's really the possibility of this woman taking the Tamra and taking a trip to Madai and getting a Shavapruta from the local economy, so then it shouldn't matter to us whether it's a Yachal Iskayim or a Yachal Iskayim, whether the bridge is up, whether the individual is infirmed or healthy. All we care about, Lamaisa, can she do it or not? Can this be converted into a Shavapruta or not? That's the question. But if we take the view that there's something else going on here, so maybe it will make a difference. So what is that something else that may be going on? So it may be the following idea. It could be, in general, when you think of Shiurim, you have to ask two questions. One is, especially Shiur Shavapruta, you have to ask a question. And that is whether we're dealing with an amount, a quantity, or we're dealing with a category, a quality. In other words, Shavapruta, generally speaking, is the kind of the Rubicon of Din Mamon. But Shavapruta, we generally say, not always, we'll speak about actually next year a little bit, in context of Gezel, but less than a pruta, by and large, Misha says in Bav Metzia, Chamisha Pruta Osein. There are five issues that depend on a pruta. One of them is, for example, you don't have Din Torah less than a pruta. A number of Kiddush Eisha is not less than a pruta. We pass like Beis Hillel. What is the unique stature of a pruta? Is it a quantity? A certain quantity? As Beis Shammai said, a dinar. Beis Hillel said, a pruta. First Mishnah Kiddush. Are those things comparable? What a dinar is to Beis Shammai, a pruta is to Beis Hillel, and vice versa? That's a quantity. A dinar, mostly, is a quantity. No one will say that less than a dinar is not shame mamon. It is, just not a dinar. So are we saying the same thing by a sheer shavapruta according to Beis Hillel? Or are we saying Beis Shammai requires a certain amount? And for Beis Hillel, it's not the amount, it's the crossing of that Rubicon to being mamon, kesef. That's what's important. The ma'anat kibbutz. Are there differences within pruta between its status as the minimum of kesef and shem mamon, on the one hand, and its status as shiur, as a certain amount, on the other? That would be the issue. So here, we might be able to respond to the question, Ein lehekdesh ela mekom v'shaita. Ein lehekdesh ela mekom v'shaita is about shiurim. It's said about erchin. A guy says, I'm going to give X amount of money to hekdesh, or erki alai. Right? And that means a certain amount. So how do you evaluate that? The answer is, in the heck, the Shalom Mekom V'Shaita, by the local economy. Right? You go to the local community, and however, they define value, that's what's relevant in this particular case. That's true when you're talking about a shiur, shavapruta. But when you're talking about a din, mamon, shame, kesef, the Rubicon between being money and not being money, that already is a different matter. There you might say the global economy dictates, or the fact that somewhere this has that kind of status, that determines I'll even just highlight it in a way by just mentioning the famous Shitas HaRan. The Ran also believes that this Gemara about Kidsha B'Tamra is the Raisa. But he has a different take on it. He says, how could it be that you're worried about something which is not approved of in the Kavod? So he says it's based on the rule that the Gemara establishes on Daf Ches in Kiddushin. The rule called Levidi Shavali. The Gemara there tells a story about a certain person in the context of Pidgin Aben. He wanted to use his Sudar for Pidgin Aben. And the Kohen said, even though on the market it's not worth 5 Tzlayim, but Levidi Shavali, for me it's worth 5 Tzlayim. That's the Gemara. So the Ran says, that's the Pshat here. When you give this Tamra to the Isha, even though it's not worth a Pruta, she's saying, by accepting it, Lididi Shavali. There's only one big problem with that. Can you say Lididi Shavali less than a Pruta?
Only if it's without the mother.
Exactly. Number two questions. Number one, if it was Lididi Shavali, why do we care about Madar? Even if it's not worth a Madar. And then the other correct direction. Just because you could say that something worth 3 Tzlayim, Lididi Shavali, that it's worth 5 Tzlayim, does that mean that you could take something and say it's worth half a Pruta, to me it's worth a Pruta? Can you do that? So actually the Ran himself on Daf Ches says, I'm not sure whether you can do that. Not talking about Madai. Just says, this halacha of the Didi Shavali, which is an interesting halacha in the Gemara, about 5 Tzlayim of Pidgin Aben, I don't know whether you can go from less than a Pruta to a Pruta with it. I just know you can go from a Pruta to a higher shear with it. Why? What's the difference? Again, it's this idea. This idea that Pruta, in addition to being an amount, is also the Rubicon. It is the dividing point between Shem Mamon and not Shem Mamon. That's what it is. So what is the Ran Mistabe? Lididi Shavali, to raise a quantity that you can do. Lididi Shavali, to create money where there previously is none? Maybe you can't do that. So the Akronim explain this. They say, oh, that's why the Ran is actually not Sosa himself, and that's why the Ran needs this other piece of Madai. Now it's on Daf Yud Beis, he says, how can this work Daraisa? In Haikta Shalom Makom of Hashaita. What's the answer? Lididi Shavali. But he himself said that he's not sure if he can go from under a Pruta to a Pruta with Lididi Shavali. And even if he was working with Lididi Shavali, what does he need Shavu Pruta B'Madai? The answer is, if something is Shavu Pruta B'Madai, then a shame kesef it has. The only point is that locally, I can't get a Pruta in the local stores from it, or the local bank. Right? And if that's the case, how's it going to help me? The answer is shame kesef it has. The only question is whether it has a quantity of shiur shavu Pruta. If that's the case, plus Lididi Shavali, solves all problems. So now getting back to the Rambam, what did the Rambam say? Yirali, you have to be able to take this thing to Madai. So I think there could be two explanations. One explanation is, it's very practical. That she gets something that Lamaisa, she can get a Pruta out of, we don't care where and when. The rules of Eilehek Shadda Makom Vishaita don't apply her for some reason. Maybe it's only an Erechim, fine. Or, maybe the idea is, it's a local, global economy issue. By which I mean, basically, how are we going to define Shem Mamon? Let's say all you need in Kiddushin is Shem Mamon. Maybe you don't need Shir Shavu Pruta at all. But how do I define Shem Mamon? Because the Pnei Yeshua asks a question. It says, maybe in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was, it was a certain value. Maybe that should be Koveya? So the Rambam's answer may be, another way to look at the Rambam is, the Rambam's answer is, I'm trying to figure out this global economy, local economy. The question is this, if you can reach it in time, if it's reachable, then it's part of the larger orbit of value, and then at least it'll give you a shame kesef, even if it won't give you a shava pruta. But if you can't reach it until it spoils, then Madai is irrelevant. It's a place on the map, but it's irrelevant for the shame mumbo, never mind the shir shava pruta that we're talking about here. So if that's the case, then there's room to be mistapeh. Whether you can't get to Madai matters. If you can't get the mudda because it's going to spoil by the time you get there, by definition, mudda is 5 days away. This is a 3-day item. So it's irrelevant. The global economy is not really part of your global economy for Tamra, for Shem Kesef. It's like, you know, a different planet or a different era for all purposes, for all intents and purposes. But if the idea here is that if it's Shav Pruta B'Madai, so at least that's a Shem Kesef. So I might say, listen, if there's technical reason why you can't get to Madai, not because it's a 3-day item and it's a 5-day trip, it's a 10-day item and it's a 5-day trip. The problem is that, you know, it's snowing outside, or the bridge is out, or you're not able to move so quickly because you're not well. But that still doesn't mean that Madai isn't on your economic radar screen for defining Shem Kesef. If that's the case, then according to the Rambam, that may be why the Rambam says yearly. Because the Rambam is basically pondering, trying to figure out this question, what determines and defines with respect to Shem Kesef? That's really what is going on here. Okay, why did I tell you all this? Well, it is relevant. It's the Rishonim ask on the spot. They say, what do you mean, Ha'omar l'isha eskadsha b'tamrazu? Eskadsha li bazu? Im yesh ba'achas mem shava pruta mikudashas, im lav eina mikudashas. The Mishnah starts off here and says, if you say to a woman, marry me with this date, right? And then you say it again, eskadsha li bazu. So the halacha is, im yesh ba'achas mem shava pruta mikudashas, im lav eina mikudashas. The tamra has to be shava pruta. So the Rishonim will ask, why? Didn't we learn the Gemara earlier, Yedei Samad Aleph, the one I'm talking about? Omer Shmuel Kitcha B'Tamra, Afila Omer Kur Tvarim B'Dinah Chashin and Shem Shavar Pruta B'Madai? You don't need to have a Shavar Pruta, as long as it's Shavar Pruta somewhere. And here we're saying that it's got to be Shavar Pruta. So the Rishonim answer, Ha B'Vadai, some Rishonim answer, Ha B'Vadai, Ha B'Safek. That Gemara is only Safek Mikudashas. Here, we're interested in the Mishnah in Vadai Mekudeshes, but whether that Suffolk Mekudeshes is also only a Gzeira Drabanan, or it's a Dindaraisa, and whether it depends on whether it is Shavah B'Madai, or the Suffolk is a Suffolk in Halacha, if it's definitely Shavah B'Madai, the question is how local or global is the economy, that depends on some of the issues that we've been discussing. Yeah.
I was just thinking that it's a little analogous, just a little analogous. The idea that there's a shame moment there, and then the only issue is also to Jamie Burton and the roast terror on Chassi Hallel.
I mean that in the sense that there's something called Hallel, and then the next question is when do you. There are two issues. Hallel is always the Raisa. The question is whether or not the Chovas HaGavra is to say it or not. In a way.
No, but the Chassi Hallel.
Right.
Right.
That's a Tosin basically says. Because there is Hallel, there's a question whether you have to say it today. Okay. Good. In any case, getting back to the Mishnah, so this is very important, and you'll see it's important generally. The Mishnah says one of these needs to be Shavapruta if you say Mekudeshes in separate statements, because basically you're saying either this or that, each one is a standalone kiddushin. V'mavein Mekudeshes. But if you say Hareat Mekudeshes Li, right? Bazu, 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 with this and this and that, right? So then, in Yesh Shava Pruta Bekula Mekudeshes, V'mavein Mekudeshes. If in combination you have a Pruta, even though each individual one is not a Pruta, that will work. Then the Mishnah concludes, Haisa Ocheles Rishona Rishona. Let's say you say, well, we don't know which case it's going on, we'll see in a minute. Let's say you eat. We're talking about tamras, right? So it's hard to restrain oneself, I guess. So you say, this one, and then the next one, and the next one. But as you put them down, she eats them. Will they accumulate or not? So Haisa Ocheles Rishona Rishona. If she's eating them as she's receiving them, Eina Mekudeshes Ad Shetehe Ba'achas Mehen Shava Pruta. There will be no Kiddushin until one of them stands alone as Shava Pruta. That's the Mishnah. Okay. So the Gemara says, man tam is kachi is kachi. Who's the man damar who thinks that only when you repeat the verb, I guess, do you break up into separate nesinos? Amar Rabba Rab Shimani. The Amar ad shiyomar shvul lekol achad v'yachad. It's Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon's of the opinion ad shiyomar shvua lekol echad v'yachad. That the case is as follows. A person is given a picadon, which is owned by several people, and when it comes down to returning it, he denies it. That's called shvuas ha-picadon. It's a form of geza. So let's say he denies it to all four. So there's a mandamar who says, if he says shvua to you, and shvua to you, and shvua to you, if he repeats the word shvua to each one of them, he'll be chay of four korban shvuas ha-picadons, and chomishes, etc. It's considered four different acts of geza, as opposed to there just being, you know, all one, they're a unit, they gave him the picadon, and he responds and lies to them as a unit, in which case it would be one violation, not four. So that's what the Gemara means here. Man tan iskachi iskachi, amar rabba rab shimon, he amar achi yomar shvua lechal echa v'echa. Unless you say shvua lecha, shvua lecha, shvua lecha, shvua lecha, it will be considered one single shvua. So the way to differentiate is to repeat the verb, so too, here, and say skatchali bazeh, skatchali bazeh, skatchali bazeh, that way you're breaking them up, otherwise you're just, you're accumulating. Okay. Then the Gemara says, bazu, bazu, ubazu, yivyesh bekulan, shavpruta, etc. Okay. But the Gemara said, the Mishnah said that if you eat them, one at a time, she eats them, as she's getting them, that's no good. So the Gemara says, ahaya. What does this statement of the Mishnah, which says that it matters whether each one is an independent shavapruta in the case where she eats them as she receives them, what does it go on? Ilei ma'resha. If it's a case of hiskachali bazu, viskachali bazu, viskachali bazu, and we're being told that if she eats them, then you have to have a shavapruta in a single unit, that doesn't make any sense. My irya ochelas, afilo maneches, nami. So iskachali bazu ka'amar. We just finished saying that if you say iskachali bazu, iskachali bazu, iskachali bazu, you are breaking up the maisa kedushin into different parts, independent parts, and therefore each one would be meaningless unless one of them had a shavapruta. So nothing to do with eating it, even if they were sitting on the table, even if it was maneches. I said iskachali bazu, I put it here. Iskachali bazu, and I put another one here. And another one. Unless each one of these three is going to be shavapruta, even if she doesn't eat it, it's not going to work. So Ella, it must be a seifa. It's referring to the seifa, meaning the case where you say haret mukadesha esli bazu bazu bazu, put this one, that one, and the next one, and then what happens? You put it down on the table, bazu, put it down on the table, she eats it. Ubazu, she eats it. Ubazu, and she eats it. So if she hadn't eaten it, we could accumulate from the three shavapruta. But if she eats it, apparently it's a problem. So Ela Seifa. So the Gemara says, but didn't the Mishnah say that as long as one of them is a pruta, it'll be fine? The Afilu Bekemaisa. It sounds like that means, let's say the first one I put down is a pruta. And then I'm saying, bazu, ubazu, ubazu, ubazu. It means I want the Kedushin to be not just with one, but with all of them. Let's say the first one has a shavapruta, but I want the kedushin to be with 2.5 prutas, because that's what the bazu bazu bazus add up to. So if that's the case, how could that work? Baha milvahi. That would be a milva, meaning the second that she ate the first one, but the kedushin was not completed until you get to 2.5. She already, unless she goes along with the kedushin, she owes him a pruta. So you're going to use as kesef kedushin the money that she owes him? That's kedushin with a milva. And you can't do that. You can't be a mekadesh milva, as we'll see. So the Gemara says, Amrav Yochanan, hare shochan, hare basar, v'hare sakin, ve'ein lanu le'achal. It's an expression. It says, hey, look at this Mishnah. The table's here, the meat is here, the knife is here. But, we can't eat. Meaning the Mishnah sounds so nice, but we can't understand it. So Rav Shmuel, see the frustration. Rav Shmuel Domer Travayel Olam Aresha. Rav Shmuel said, actually, this statement at the end of the Mishnah refers to the first. Velomi boy kamar. This is rather remarkable. Hava mina. What it means is lomi boy maneches. Actually, if they leave them on the table, that's worse. Because you say iskachali. You're trying to be mekadesh with each one separately. Neither one of them or none of them can fulfill the obligation. Can accomplish it. In other words, right? And as a result. Well, what are you left with? Half here, half here, half there, nothing. Dihika Shavapruta in. Lo, unless one of them is going to stand alone with the Shavapruta, you're going to be in trouble. Right? Aval, Ocheles, if she eats it, Hola Makarba Hanayasa, Ema Gomra Maknanafsha, Kamash Malon. This is rather remarkable. The Gemara says, however, she eats it, that shows that she is machshir, and she is nene from it. So even though it doesn't have a pruta, maybe it should be okay. So in light of what we just discussed a few minutes ago, this works very, very nicely. We pointed out that when it comes to tamra, sometimes we say chayshin and shomishav pruta v'madai. And the reason for that is because it may have a shame kesef. The problem is whether it has a shiur shava pruta. So if there is a shame kesef, then maybe we can understand the Havamina, which is that if she eats it, she shows that she's treating it as a davar chashuv, then maybe it's the equivalent of a shavapruta. If you look at Tosas here says on the bottom, the Eila Gomra Makna, Alpha Gavdalo Tola Benidoli, it's Ganish Bakal Shavapruta, Kedamina Beperakava, Miu Bekal Osa Trikusa. Tosas says, it's not such a serious Havamina, what's the problem? Just because she wants something, That'll allow you to operate. What is this Gemara? What is this Tosa referring to? You mentioned before. You said Bantandrabianai. That's what this Tosa is referring to. Gemara tells a story that Gemara says according to Beis Shammai required a dinar. Why? So one day the Gemara is because a pruta people, you know, women are chashuvos and they want just not a pruta. They want something more than a pruta. So the Gemara says, what about Bantai Drabianai? Bantai Drabianai were from a higher class, I guess, or from a higher station in life. For them, a dinar was nothing. Everything is relative. Right? So for them, you should require a tirkava de dinra. That's the Gemara's discussion. Elameata Bantai Drabianai. So you see, the Gemara seems to be saying that, the Gemara ends up saying, yeah, they could be mochel. Okay. It's either referring to that Gemara. Or, the other possibility, if you hold the Girs of Rashi, it's referring to the Gemara in the very beginning of the Masechta Dav Gimel, which closest connects to Bantai Drabianai, which is, the Gemara says, maybe you can be Mekadesh and Isha with Chalipin. Right? Let's give her a Sudar. So the Gemara ends up saying, no. Since Chalipin Isnayu Apokos Mishav Apruta, since you could accomplish a kinyan with a chalipin when it's less than a pruta, the isha, the pachos mishava pruta, lo mikne, are two gear cells. Rashi's gear says, lo mikne nafsha. Rashi says, bignai hula. She is not going to be happy to be miskadeshes with less than a pruta. It's an insult. It's insulting. So Tosa says, that girsa, mikne nafsha, is wrong. Because if it was really correct, it sounds like it's subjective. And if she really would want to be miskadeshes, papakos mishava pruta, it should work. It must be that the girsa is beisha, the pachos mishava pruta, not unikna nafsha, the gnaihula, but lo mikna. Meaning it's objective. Gemara wanted to know whether chalipin is considered kesef or not. The Gemara said it's not, beharaya, you can do it with less than a pruta. And therefore, less than a pruta never helps you. Now, the question is whether, again, whether the shiur of shava pruta is a shiur of chashivos, it's a quantitative shiur, or it's a shiur of kasa. No shame kasa, pachas mi pruta. But it's fascinating, if you look at that Gemara, so that's why Tosa doesn't like the Gemara here, that the Gemara na havamina, that less than a pruta, if she eats it, mekarva hanasai, is okay. What's fascinating is the following. Mention the Gemara and Dav Gimel. Gemara said, maybe you can be mekadesh with chalipin. The Gemara said, well, chalipin is nayu. Apophis may prove. Khalil even exists less than a prove, huh? The Isha of Apophis may prove, let me knash. So the Rishonim asked, and what was the Havamina? What did they think previously? They didn't know when they were discussing whether Kedushin could take place with Khalifin, that Khalifin could be accomplished with a Kli less than a Pruta. It's explicit in the Gemara in Bava Metzia about Khalifin. The Gemara says, Konin b'Kli, apapi she'en bo shem a Pruta. So if they knew that in advance, what were they even thinking about? So most Rishonim say, the Havamina of the Gemara was, let's say you happen to use a Kli yoser mi Pruta for the Kedushin. Will that help you? That's the issue. They knew that if you're going to use less than a pruta, a kli less than a pruta, that wouldn't go for kedusha. But if you use more than a pruta, maybe it should work. And the Gemara's answer was, the fact that you don't need the pruta shows you that this whole derech hakinyan is inappropriate for kedusha. That's how to read the Havamina and the Maskana, according to 95% of the Rishon. The exception is the Ran. The Ran, the Dav Gimel, says that's not the pshat. Pshat is as follows. The Gemara thought that a kli doesn't need to be a pruta. Only money, cash, needs to be a pruta. A kli can be misganeshes, but kli afilu b'li pruta. And that's what the Gemara was answering, if that's wrong. That's the discussion of the Gemara. And the truth is, if you look at the Rajba, in Masachet Shavuos, Tav Mem Aleph, the Rajba in Shavuos is mistopping. He said, when the Mishnah says in Bamitziya, Chamisha Pruta, saying, you need five prutos for Din Torah, for Hodah, for Kiddushin, and so on. Do they mean literally of the value of a pruta? Can you substitute for that a kli? Pakos mi pruta. Maybe every kli, every machat, because it has some value, right, has the equivalent status of a pruta for halacha, even if on the shuk, even if in the store, you can get two for a pruta. That's the Rajba Tzapik. And he's particularly mistopic about Kiddushin. He says, oh, it could be Mechalik. It could be that when it comes, what's the issue? Exactly this issue again. Maybe Kli Pachos Mipruta is a shame kasa. What's lacking is Shavu Pruta. So the question is, which halachos depend on the minimum shiur of Shavu Pruta, and which depend on the shame kasa? Nafkamina might be Kli. So in light of the Rajba in Shavuot, you can understand how the Ran read the Gemara in Kiddushin of Gimel. Getting back to us here, works very nicely. So the Gemara is saying, listen, if you want to be Mekadosh with the money, and each one is less than a pruta, and you're saying Iskanchi, 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 you're stuck. I feel that's Manakas. But if she's eating it, which shows her regard for it, she considers it as it is. You're not waiting for it to be a pruta on the table before she eats it. Mekarva Hanayasa. What are you going to say? She's not Nana. That hanah is not considered substantial. Maybe it isn't on the shuk, shava pruta. But you're not going to say it's not a din mamon. Something that she eats that she enjoys, that she would eat separately, is not considered a shame mamon. Maybe it is. And therefore, even though she says iskad shili bazu, and you take each one separately, and it's less than a pruta, mekarva hanasa, that would be the havamina. It's only maybe in money where we say isha prachas mishon pruta lo mikna nafsha, or bante rather derabianai. So that would be another way, other than Tosas, especially in light of what we've been discussing, to explain. However, the Gemara decides that is not the right shot. Rav Ami Amar li olam haseifa. Actually, the statement which says that if she eats it, there has to be a full shava pruta in one of the items refers not to the Reisha, but to the Seifa. Aye, but if it refers to the Seifa, we asked the question before, wouldn't it be a Milva? Because if it's Bazu, 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 that means the Kiddushe Kesef is the accumulation of all of it. And if she eats part of it on the way before the Kiddushin ends, that means she owes him the money, because it's not Kesef Kiddushin yet, because the Kiddushin is not over. And yet the money's not Ben. So how could she be Miskadesh of the Milva? Umay ad sheyeh ba'achas mim shavapruta. Ad sheyeh ba'achrona shavapruta. Not anyone, the last one. It needs to be that the last one is the shavapruta. Amar Rava, Shmami namid Ravami, plus. We see three things from Ravami. Shmami namid Kadesh Milva ena Mekudeshes. since it's only if the last one is approved of, the first one had been approved of, the condition would not be chal. You see that mekadesh b'milva eina mikudeshes. Shema mina hamekadesh b'milva ubepruta daita apruta. In other words, if you have kiddushin with a milva and a pruta, so in other words, one is something that's subject to kiddushin, the other is not. So here too, let's say you want to be the accumulation, right? So you have let's say the beginning is a milva, but the end and achay milva b'achrona is a shava pruta, right? So the kaddish the milva uva pruta. The halacha apparently is the daito apruta. As long as there's something there to be mitzkadeshes with, you try to make it right. Ushma mina, this we don't have here, that mos chozros, that we'll get to another time. Mos chozros means that, that let's say he was trying to be mekadesher and it didn't work out. So do we say mos matana? He failed, she should keep, it's not her fault that he failed in the Kaddisher. She gets to keep the Kesef Kiddushin in the Kiddushin that was Nachal. Or do we say Mos Chosros? Either this is Kiddushin Kesef, or it is nothing. It's not a Matana. And therefore, it's a Tos and it's Choseros. The Gemara says, we see from here, Choseros. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Just to understand, if somebody wants to be Mekadesh Nishan, she's willing. He gives her something, says very confidentially with this, and it's a shava, more than a shava pruta.
Right.
Once she accepts it, the condition is not automatically chal.
Why wouldn't it be?
Unless I'm wondering with this, if the first date was a shava pruta, and he gave her the first date.
I mean, he says to her, I want to be mekadesh with. But the case here is, I want to be mekadesh with $100.
And he gives her
a pruta.
He's paying out the dollar bills. He gets
right. So it seems from this Gemara that the condition is only chal at the end of the process. Although there is a Gemara, they Rishonim asked this question. There's a Gemara earlier in Kiddushin Daf Ches that says, "Harei mekudeshes li b'mana, b'nasan ladinar, harei ze mekudeshes li yashlin." He said, "I want to marry for $100, and he gives her a dollar. So we say, "Harei ze mekudeshes li yashlin." But that's a little different than the case here, which I think you described perfectly, which is like, you know, he's kind of, I want to be mekadesh with this, and with this, and with this. So in that case, that's a little bit different than saying $100 a year is the, you know, the down payment. But that's a summary short of the discount. But now another question to raise, which I think is very relevant here, is and maybe the discussion of the Gemara in Bava Basra, where's that Gemara? Kuf Mem Aleph or so. The Gemara discusses whether Kiddushin L'Tibuin Nitnu, and at least the way the Ritva understands it is, when I'm the Kaddish with $100. Or bazoo, 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 and I'm counting it out. Is that basically, is the condition basically with the Shava Pruta, and the rest is a kind of Smichus Das Tanai? Or do I have the right to define that the entire condition is with $100, and that's a Kesef condition? That may be connected to the Sugya, whether the condition of the Tibuin Nitnu, which is connected to the issue here also. Let's say it all goes bad for some reason, you know, do you treat the Shava Pruta any differently than the rest, essentially? So your question is very relevant. Okay. So what emerges from here, though, is the rule that in addition to what we've just discussed already, which is what was the Hava mean about the Karva Hanase and Tamra, how does this fit in with Daf Yudbeis, the difference between Shir Shava Kesef and Din Mamon. What also emerges is that this Gemara says Mekadesh B'milva Eina Mekudeshes, and that's what the Gemara says also on Mem Zayin Omen Aleph, the new page that we have. I'm not sure if I have it. Maybe you should have it. Mem Zayin Omen Aleph?
Okay.
You always do the right thing, I'm telling you. You don't realize it always. I think I'm almost like I've never made a mistake. It's a little bit scary. But, I imposed on you the last minute, but you just know how to do it. I don't know. Okay, so Mem Zayin Omen Aleph, where it's the wide lines. Everybody have that? Okay. So the Gemara says, Omarav, Hamakadish b'milva ina mekudeshes. If you're Makadish with a milva, now we had a case of milva a second ago, but I know we have to stop in 1 minute. Let me just frame the question, though. The situation here is more classical milva. The woman owes the man $100. or approved, it doesn't matter how much, from a previous loan. Can he say to her, I'm mekadesh you with the outstanding loan, that you don't have to repay the loan, with the money that you owe me, I'm mekadesh you. Can you do that or not? So mekadesh milva, the Gemara says, Eina mekuneshes, milva lahotzadit. Milva is, it's already out there. What does that mean? According to Rashi, at least, what it means is, even if, Rashi says, Eina mekuneshes, first the wide lines of the Rashi, second wide line, sorry, Eina mekuneshes, affiliation of the end, lahotzadit. Halova rashai lahotzia, Rashi says, listen, as soon as I receive a loan, I have the right to spend it. If, in fact, I didn't spend the money yet, those coins or those dollar bills are sitting on my table, that's a coincidence. I have the right to spend it from the minute that I got it, and therefore, even if it's sitting there, be'en, we don't view it as be'en. That's called Mivel Alzandit.
We didn't finish the Ram sheet. And so what? All right, it's that.
Sorry?
In other words, it's last word.
And therefore, lo midi lo yayiv, he's not giving her anything concrete. Notice the money on the table is not viewed as a band. And therefore, the Kiddushin is not being, there's no concrete case of Kiddushin. It's only an amorphous loan. And therefore, or it's an outstanding financial issue between them. But the debt is not concrete enough to be used as kesef kiddush. That's what Rashi says. It's not lo midi yoyiv lav. This is what Father, do one second. Kivin delotza nitna havale ki dida. The money is hers. She has ownership over the coins and the bills on the table. They are hers. All she owes is an amorphous debt. And therefore he's not giving her anything. In other words, what Rashi's trying to say is, had the money on the table, which has yet to be spent, had that been viewed as still his, then the fact that physically he doesn't hand it to her and put it in her hand wouldn't have been a problem. For example, pikadon. Let's say I deposit something with Anisha. Pikadon. She's supposed to watch it on my behalf. What happens then? By the way, next week is regular. When is Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is Wednesday?
Wednesday night.
Oh, Wednesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday. So it's a regular next week. If I were to give a pikadon to a woman, and I wanted to mekadesh her with it, could I do that? Absolutely. Because the rule is pikadon kalecha de isa, bershusa de mara isa. The whole point is that she has no right to use the pikadon. That would be shalikasyad. That's a kind of a gazel. The be'en on her table is mine, and therefore I'm giving her that band. Doesn't matter whether I physically hand it to her. Here, if you say milvul hotzanit, even though the money is there but it has yet to be spent, it's irrelevant. The fact is that it is spendable from the first moment, and therefore it's lahotzanit, and therefore lav didei ela didahi, it's only a milva, which we'll get to in a second, and therefore mekadesh milva and mekadesh.
The first part I understand.
Okay.
It's the second part. So it's an intangible. An intangible, you give me mekadesh.
Apparently. So we'll discuss that in just, I guess we'll discuss it now for one more minute, and then we'll discuss it next time. What's wrong with being mekadesh with an intangible? Yeah.
Does that apparently work on the back end too? Let's say the loan is due on a certain date, and she comes to pay him. She has money that she's about to use.
So this is an important question. We'll get to that as well next time. That's how some people explain hanas milva on Vav Amud Beis. So there are two other Gemaras that we need to know, just very, very quickly. One is this Gemara, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. But then the Gemara goes on to say, one second, Neim HaKetanoi, Neim HaTzimachlovis HaTanoi, HaMekadosh Shemilvein HaMekudeshes, V'yei Shomer HaMekudeshes. Some people say it does work. So my lab lo hakam bifligi, Mar Sovar Milvel HaTzondit, the Mar Sovar Milvel Lab lo HaTzondit, no? Maybe the argument revolves around whether Milva is lo HaTzondit, no? So the Gemara says, Vitizbra, could that be? Ema Seifa. The Seifa of this Braisa says, Vishavin v'necher, shezekona. Everybody agrees also that necher equally is kona. He obris milva lahotzanitna, the my koni. If milva is lahotzanitna, according to, if milva is lahotzanitna, lav lahotzanitna, if Milva's, I'm sorry, Lahotzanitna, the Maikani, then how could it work in Mecher? So basically, with what emerges from this Gemara is that the Gemara seems to be saying that the status of Milva is identical in Kiddushin and in Mechad. That's what the Gemara says. And it depends whether Milva lo tzanit or not. Do we view this concrete or not? And according to Rashi, that means while it's on the table. Now, our Rishonim will say that if Milva is considered lav lo tzanit na, so maybe even if it's spent, you view the Chiyuv concretely. We'll discuss it next week. That's one Gemara. Then the other Gemara, which I just want to bring to your attention, is the Gemara in Bava Mitzvah. Gemara says, page 12, again. It's about one third up from the bottom of the page, two thirds down the page. You'll see the two dots. And at the beginning of the sentence, the beginning of the line is Amar Rava. Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. Halfway down, five words in, you see the asterisk, Amar Abaya, after the other two dots. Amar Abaya? Hamekadish b'milva eina mekudeshes. V'hanas milva mekudeshes. With the benefit from the milva, which we'll see next time, is either what you discussed before about it's time to pay up the loan, etc. That's a some interpret, or it might refer simply to, you know, is it worth $10? Certainly more than a pruta pruta for me, mokal the outstanding $1,000 debt. For sure, right? That's different than saying I'm the kaddish with the money of the debt. That's what we'll get to. Panos milva mekudeshes va'asalasos came b'fnei haramas ribis. That's tricky. Does it look like there's a fringe benefit, like an almost like an extension of the loan, you know, in exchange for the favor of the kesef kedusha, which might make it haramas ribis. We'll discuss it next time. So basically, if you look at Rashi here, Rashi says, in mekudeshes the kicha mitzvei efron gamrina. V'yayiv midi b'shas kedushin u'milva lehotza nitna u'kvar hein shela u'mos acherim hichayev esla. So Rashi again explains milva lehotza nitna, but here Rashi seems to say that this is a special din in kedushin, or it sounds that way. Kicha mistei efron midi yahiv la. He has to give her something. But the Gemara we just read in Mem Zayin says the shavim the mecha. So what's fascinating is one other piece of the puzzle, and then we'll discuss it all next week. That is Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam in Ephesus paskins that Mekadosh B'milva in Mekudeshes, which is what the Gemara says in a few places. But in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet, and earlier also in Perek Hay, the Rambam says, we'll just read it quickly, Misha Yachov Eitzel Chavero, a person owes money to his friend. V'omer lo, and he said, Mechor li Chavis Shol Yayin, Mechol Sheyesh li Etzelcha. Do me a favor, sell me this barrel of wine in exchange for the money that you owe. For Ratzah Moch, everybody's in agreement that they will exchange the outstanding loan for the barrel of wine. Hareza kimishanasan adamim ata, mekolakozer ba mekava mishapara. That's like giving kesef. In other words, wiping the debt clean, or using the debt, is the equivalent of giving money. And in metaltalin, at least, that creates what's called a mishapara. I mean, the person has no right to back out. So if you look at the Ravid, famous Ravid, right? It says, Amar Avram lo yadati ze lama. I don't know why this should be so. Sha'arei hushvog onim kula milva lahotzonit. Now, everybody agrees that milva is considered lahotzonit. It's not tangible. It's not concrete. The ena kinesinas mos kal. V'achar mina bekidushin v'shavin b'mekar shezekana. The milva lahotzonit nebamai kani. And therefore the Gemara says that they are dependent on each other, and Rambam paskins in Kiddushin that it doesn't work, so it shouldn't work in Mechar either. Maybe certain Gemara Bambatziah is what misled the Rambam. So we have to discuss next week is this question. What is the problem of Milva? Why are there two Gemaras, one on Davav and one on Mem Zayin? How can the Rambam split the Psak between Mechira and Ishus, given that the Gemara equates them? What do you do with that? So I'll probably I may either call in or bring in a few more sources next week, but we'll continue with this on Tuesday.